Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian,
Tony Ray,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share on the site. We give them away to you, and they're free. So freetalklive.com is where you can go to do that and enjoy archives and the bulletin board system and more. So you can join us on the website. You can join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. Also on Skype at username lrn.fm. Mark, you'd asked a question before we went to the last break, the news break there of our caller, Bill, who was on the line. He has dropped off the line. Mm-hmm. But did you want to re-ask the question anyway and kind of just talk about what you were getting at there?
Well, the question I had asked is, Bill, was essentially, I never quite got the point that Bill was trying to make, but he was trying to say that, you know, the Liberty Movement has a lot of room for people of faith in it, and I tend to agree. And that essentially, you know, like maybe this is what he was trying to say, is that Free Talk Live has responsibilities in that area. We're here to propagate the Liberty message, and whenever we alienate people of faith by conversations like we had on Saturday about premarital sex and our beliefs that it is a pretty good idea to have sex before marriage.
That's my belief and your belief. Johnny Ray, do you subscribe to that belief?
Still mulling it over.
Have you ever had sex, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, and I haven't been married, so y'all's way of doing things has worked out.
I guess by default, you're on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a study released in 2006 from the National Survey of Family Growth that says that 95% of Americans had sex before marriage. So, you know, I mean, we're not talking about a large percentage of the population, and mostly the abstinence counseling is really intended to get teens through get kids through their teen years without having sex. I don't think parents really even care much if you hold on till 24, 25 or something like that. But, you know, some probably do. But that's beside the point, really. That was what the conversation was about. But I think that the conversation that Bill wanted to have was sort of a greater conversation about Free Talk Live's role in the Liberty community. And I think, to some extent, Ian, that you and I have been remiss in the way that we explain Free Talk Live. We talk about Free Talk Live as a sounding board for the ideas of liberty, and it really is. But I think that fundamentally what we are is a show about critical thinking, that we intend to use critical thinking processes in order to come up with what we believe are the right ideas. And I think that that's generally borne out because it's rare that somebody calls in and points out things that are logically inconsistent with our arguments. Oftentimes they'll say that we're stupid, or they'll say that that they've got some religious belief that contradicts what we have to say, or they have some kind of sort of faith-based conviction that the government is doing the right thing, or that whatever it is that they say. But usually what we get calls about. Anybody can call in any time and point out how we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE, the telephone line right now. You want to call in and show me how I'm wrong on any myriad of subjects I've talked about in the last 10 years, you're capable of doing that.
Well,
we make it possible.
I have different opinions than I did 10 years ago.
Understood. And
so,
then
I've been wrong.
We'll discuss with you how we changed our minds and how we came to those conclusions.
But I don't know. I mean, again, Bill's not here. I guess he had to go during the break because he dropped off the line. But we do have some other calls that have some thoughts, I think, on this subject. But I don't know what, you know, Bill wants from me. I mean, I've got my perspective on organized religion.
Well, you're supposed to shut up about it and talk about liberty. Only talk about liberty, because that's really what it comes down to, right?
I've never advertised this as the Liberty Show.
Well, we do a little bit.
No, it's an open phone show. Anyone can call in about anything.
Sure, but if
and
you
we talk
wanna
about that every single, pretty much every break on the show, we come back and mention that. So
but
I'm sorry
if
that wasn't clear to you.
If you want to propagate the ideas of liberty, we tell people who amplify the show that it's a good idea to amp Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's
true.
And I think
it's true
because we come at issues from a liberty-oriented perspective. perspective.
We come at them from a critical thinking standpoint, which means that we come from a liberty-oriented perspective.
I've never considered it that way, Mark. That's how you might consider yourself. I just consider myself coming at things from a liberty-oriented perspective. But sometimes the issue doesn't have to do with liberty, and that doesn't mean we're not going to talk about it.
Right.
And some people, and you're right, some people get this mistaken impression about the show that, like, if we'll talk about sex or something like that. I think somebody sent us a message. I guess Stephanie and Brian were talking about sex, or maybe it was you and I on Saturday night, or maybe both nights. I don't know. I didn't listen Sunday. But somebody sent a message on Facebook. What are you guys talking about sex for? Is there's not more important things in the world? Well, I think sex is important to a lot of people. In fact, probably most of them. So we talk about things that people find interesting enough to talk with
another,
us about.
It's another twist to the conversation that don't talk about things I'm not interested in you talking about. Talk about things I'm interested in you talking about. Mm. I think that's where Bill was coming from.
He was doing
a far better job of it than most people do when they call in raging at us because we aren't talking about the most recent Washington scandal or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, that's if Free Talk Live is a show about anything, then we're going to have to talk about some things that you may not want us to talk about. And when we talk about those things, we may not come at them from a perspective that you want us to come at them
from. And maybe if your intention is to recruit your Christian buddies to the ideas of liberty and you're worried that Free Talk Live isn't the best option for that because, you know, one minute we might be talking about some principled liberty matters and then the next minute we might be talking about some other issue from a theological perspective that might, you know, upset you. Because sometimes we just talk about theology on this show. We just talk about the nature of the universe and God and things like that and goddesses and, you know, all those sorts of things. Or sex, some sort of offensive conversation to certain religious people. Maybe we aren't the best show to be, sharing with your Christian conservative friends. Maybe there's some other liberty show out there hosted by someone who is of your particular mindset. I know the Fajita Funtime guy is a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So
Woods is, too.
He does a show. Does he have a show?
He does a show.
I think he was talking about starting a podcast. Did he start one?
Well, I think he's going to start a daily podcast in September or something like that.
Tony Styles.
Tony Styles is a Christian?
Yeah.
So okay. There you go. So, you know, there's plenty of the Liberty Movement is bigger than Free Talk Live. The Liberty Radio, you know, movement is bigger than even the shows that I have on LRN.FM. So certainly there's going to be somebody out there that has a more consistently religiously tinged message. It's just something you're not going to get here on Free Talk Live. Michelle Seven was our kind of token Christian for a while on the show. I don't know if we have a token Christian. I guess Daryl kind of comes close.
Yeah, Daryl. It's Christian-ish. Yeah. He doesn't use the terminology Christian, but
I don't blame him either.
He tends to believe with
the follower
kind
of Yeshua.
But one thing we do is take your calls about what you want, and we do a decent job of that. Let's go to Jeff, listening in South Carolina to the TuneIn app on his phone. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Welcome, sir.
I'm a Christian libertarian in South Carolina. I enjoy the format of the show as is. I think you guys do a great job.
Well, thanks.
Do you think we come off as bitter? Because I'm pretty sure I'm bitter.
You're bitter, yeah.
I think you are too, buddy.
No, not.
I'd agree with that. And I've met a lot of people who, you know, who've been beaten over the head with a Bible in my lifetime. So I can understand that. Okay. I just wanted to interject. Can add on, you know, the last caller, you know, but again,
his name is
I'm
Bill,
fine
isn't
with
it?
Your show. Yeah, Bill. I just wanted to say that not only is libertarianism and voluntarism compatible with Christianity, but I would say that the Bible is replete with stories of defying governments and defying officials.
Yeah.
I think it's a perversion that a lot of Christians have of the beliefs that they need to be yes men and yes women to the government. They were in the Bible in the Old Testament. They were, you know, yes men and yes women to the government. But that was when the government was God in a cloud or God, a pillar of fire. But it's made quite clear in the Bible that government is a product of man. And you know, therefore the government should do the will of the people. And I think the best example is in the book of Daniel when, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar said, you know, bow down before me. And I think that's what Christians need to follow you know, whether it's not rolling your window down far enough or when a, you know, when a cop is telling you to give up your
life. Good points, Jeff. Thanks for the call, man. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control, do it toll free at 855-453. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Join us on our website where we've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. So go and get interactive and do all that stuff for free at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. morehouses.com.
More houses are bought and sold. Obviously, you have to sell a house in order for somebody to buy it. During the month of, during the season of spring. And if you're going to be buying or selling a house this season, you're going to need a mortgage company. MortgageMinuteGuy.com is the place to go. They're a nationally recognized organization. They provide great customer service, and they've been working with Talk Radio for more than a decade, and recently with Free Talk Live. We've referred a lot of customers over there, and really happy with the success. They're happy with the success we've had, and we're happy too. So if you're going to get a mortgage, check with MortgageMinuteGuy.com. At the very least, double check. If you're going to make one of the most significant financial decisions of your life, get a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The number to call is 866-288-0088. You can, of course, get it at the website, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts will help you find the right mortgage for you. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Excellent advice. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Gene the Christian Anarchist. Oh, Gene in Tennessee. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? How about let's talk about sex?
All right,
hey,
do it.
Sex. I like all kinds of sex. Now, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you can't like sex. And, of course, I'm a special kind of Christian, I guess, or I think the right kind of Christian, because I'm a Christian and an anarchist. I don't believe in any form of government. And I don't believe in most of what the church teaches. So I guess, the churches would call me apostate, I suppose. But I believe in liberty.
I think, Gene, that you also defy the norm of the Christian, the Christian liberty lover. Because I feel like they are normally the minarchist type, and the anarchists are the atheists.
Wouldn't one be able to call you a heretic as well, Gene?
I would suppose they would call me all kinds of names, but I believe that God, that Christ, who died for our sins and paid the price for everything that we've done wrong, I think that one of the gifts that God gives us is total liberty. We are completely free to do whatever we want to do, with the exception of harming or stealing from other people. Your rights stop where you infringe on other people's rights. It's pretty simple, and I think that Jesus taught that. It was pretty simple. What he taught was love. And I don't think that sex is such a terrible thing, because if you look back in the Bible, there's every kind of sex you can imagine. There are people having sex with their daughters. If you go all the way back to Adam and Eve, you've got Adam and Eve, two people, planet on the earth. They had a bunch of children. What did those children do to make more children?
If they found people that weren't mentioned in the Bible to have sex.
Yeah, I don't think so. We all come from Adam and Eve. Even the evolutionists have proven that we come from a common mother due to DNA string. So either the evolution story is correct or the Bible story is correct. They both say the same thing. They both say we came from a single mother. So if we came from a single mother, that mother's children had to fornicate with each other in order to make more children. Bottom line, accept it. Live with it. That's just what happened.
If you look at the perspective from that, it doesn't have to be one or the other, right? Like, just because people tend to believe in one story or the other doesn't mean that both stories can't exist in the same world, like that God created the universe and
that
there was also the Big Bang.
But
if you think about it from that perspective, Gene, the Big Bang, if everything started from one little ball, then, everything came from the same place, whether you want to call it God or whatever.
But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about sex, and I want to talk about evolution. Let's talk about fun stuff here, shall we? Come on.
Okay.
Everybody here on this show, everyone who's talking to each other loves sex. Just a call coming in, ignore it.
All right.
So, if we like sex, and we like sex, some other partner, doesn't matter who it is, who says that you have to have sex with only one partner? I can't even find that in the Bible, other than the one verse that says a deacon is supposed to have the husband of one wife. Show me any place else in the Bible where it talks about it. Even Abraham had multiple wives.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that a woman can't have multiple husbands.
I agree. I think people should have whatever they want to have, as long as it's consensual.
Total liberty means total liberty. It means sexual liberty, too.
Sure does.
So
You are the kind of Christian I can get along with, Gene.
Yeah, I don't have
any. Love this talk.
I rarely have any disagreements with Gene's sort of Christianity.
Yeah.
I mean, I do come off. It does come off the rails for me that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I can't get that part, but everything else he says, I'm always on board with. He doesn't believe in hell, and I think hell's the most damaging concept in modern day Christianity. Frankly, it wasn't even that big of a deal in early Christianity.
It'd be fun to put Gene and Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist, in the same panel discussion together. I understand they are going to have a religious panel at the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up. Gene, you coming up this year?
I wish I could. You know, maybe next year I'll come up, because this year we've got so many other things on our plate, but that's what happens every single year. I am going to that rally in China in October, you know, bringing that other Corvette over there. There's an antique car rally where they're going to drive from Beijing to Shanghai, and I bought a 87 Corvette pace car that I'm going to ship over there and drive it from Beijing to Shanghai in October.
Wait a minute. Wait. The Ron Paul car? Or
no.
No, this is a different one. The Ron Paul car is too new. It has to be a 1980 or older car to be in the rally.
Oh, okay. I follow you.
And they have very, very, very few American cars in those rallies. Most of them are
European. What do you have to pay
cars
to ship a car to China?
I'm working on that. I've heard prices from 2000
from Tennessee.
I've heard 2000 to 6000, so I'm trying to work out a good deal.
Wow. It's a better number than I had in my head, I can tell you that.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. I appreciate the perspective, a unique Christian perspective on sexuality.
Not that unique, really. I mean, he's unique to calling into the show. It's people that disagree tend to call. Mm-hmm. Mitochondrial Eve is estimated to have lived approximately 200,000 years ago, most likely in East Africa, when Homo sapiens were developed as a population distinct from other subspecies. Mitochondrial Adam, on the other hand, is probably somewhere more than 300,000 years old. So there's this idea that we all are in some way related to this woman. That doesn't mean that everybody came from this woman. It's that we're in some way related to this woman. But it's a fascinating concept.
I don't understand the difference. I'm not sure I'm clear on what you're saying there.
Ants or something. You know, but what if she's the, the daughter of the mother that you're from or something like that? I mean, it all varieties of things that can happen. Just because you're related to somebody doesn't mean you're their child, right? Do you have an aunt?
I get what you're saying, but if indeed everything came from one source in the beginning, wouldn't we have all come from that same hydrogen?
I've heard this explained to me, and as I understood the explanation that was explained to me, we are an all not progeny of mitochondrial Eve.
Okay. 55-453.
Somebody smarter than me, more wise
than
the subject.
All I know is if everything came from the same boom, then we all came out of the same whatever it was, the sludge. Whatever that created
this is 200,000 years ago. Nobody came from sludge 200,000 years ago.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Whatever you want to call us.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. 37.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, and they go back for years. You can go to freetalklive.com and find the last 7 days' worth of the show on the front page, the top of the website. Click into the archive section. That'll take you back all the way to late 2006. You may download as many episodes as you want. They will cost you nothing but the time that it takes to click and retrieve them. All free at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can grab those same archives and more, including the Edgington Post podcast. You can get those through our SoundCloud page. That's where Mark interviews various people that he's interested in interviewing, because we don't really do interviews on this show very often. So Mark does a whole lot of them on the Edgington Post. You can go and get those at your leisure as well over at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, in addition to all the Free Talk Live episodes. Plus, you'll probably see some other stuff pop up on SoundCloud probably sometime tomorrow, because tomorrow morning I will be interviewed on two radio stations. One of them is an affiliate of Free Talk Live. It is WSPD in Toledo, so if you're in the Toledo area, you'll be hearing me on the morning show there with Fred Lefebvre. He is going to have me on to talk about the Robin Hooding situation at 8:05 in the morning Eastern Time. And then shortly after that, I'll be on in former market of Free Talk Lives, but we're no longer on in this market, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Really? Okay.
And I will be on with Dan Gaffney in the morning there at 8:35. So I'm going to record both of those interviews. When I'm done with that, I'm going to put them up on our SoundCloud page, so you will be able to download them if you're interested in them. And I'll be talking with Dan Gaffney about the same thing, the Robin Hooding situation, because it's blowing up. The media is jumping all over this thing, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening there here in a moment. And by the way, the Dan Gaffney interview is on a station called WXDE in Rehoboth Beach.
So we have a new advertiser on Free Talk Live that I'm excited about. They came on board based on my recommendation, my say-so. And the reason that I recommended that they buy on Free Talk Live is, well, it's scorebig.com. And what they do is they sell tickets. Initially, mostly what they sold were Major League Sports tickets. Major League Sports tickets generally are sold to males. Their demographic is male. Free Talk Live's demographic is male. And I'm confident that our listeners buy tickets to Major League sporting events. I know I buy one now and then. And frankly, at we're in a test phase, and I would love to see some of our listeners pick up some Major League sporting event tickets that might be good for them.
A Major League sporting event is an incredible experience. It's such a spectacle and a pageant. I've been to a Carolina Panthers game. Mm-hmm. I've been to some NHL games. I love the cheerleaders and the music and the fireworks.
Were you up in the nosebleed seats, or were you in better seats?
One time I was up in the nosebleed seats, and one time I was in the – I was doing security because I was in the Marine Corps. I was like in a reserve unit.
And they give you guys,
I tried that out for a little while.
Right. And they give you guys better, you know, seats to sort of be security, right?
Yeah, I was just chatting up the ladies. I wasn't doing any security.
So at scorebig.com, all you have to do is go there. You click on, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a radio link. Put in our code, FTL. Our code is almost always FTL. And you will find the opportunity to look for Major League sporting events in your area, whether it's baseball, which, of course, is in full swing right now, even football. There's some football tickets available right now, of course, hockey and basketball and the other major league sports, soccer, just about any sport you want to go to, the U.S. Open, they've got tickets to that major league sporting event. And they've got generally better seats. They're not, this is the place to check first for where you want to go. Their prices are up to 60% off. Anybody who's gone to a major league sporting event, gone to their website, bought their tickets through Ticketmaster, has seen the phenomenal prices of major league events. They've got whatever teams you're looking for in baseball, whether it's the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Giants, you know, whatever. They've got it there at scorebig.com, and they've got it at up to 60% off. When you go and you buy your tickets, use coupon code FTL, and you can take an extra $15 off of your first purchase. So we're giving you a discount on that first ticket that you buy. Your FTL discount is $15 off the already 60% off price. Now, for those of you who say, I hate Major League Sports, fine. They've got great theater tickets, family shows, Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, lots more. If you're looking to get a ticket to any event in the next year, go take a look at scorebig.com.
Damn.
And like I said, I recommended the ScoreBig that they did. I talked to their marketing guy, and, you know, I made the recommendation. I went on a limb. So please, if you're looking to get a ticket in the next year, go to scorebig.com and check it out.
That's
first.
Cool, man. This is a cool site. I think
it's perfect for our listeners, but I could be wrong. Yeah. I never know with these things.
I just clicked on the arts and theater option up there because I don't really give a damn about sports, but I clicked on the arts and theater, and there's Bill Cosby and Drew Carey coming to Boston. You can go and buy tickets for those.
You know, I don't care much about watching baseball, but I go to every once in a while when I'm down in Florida, every year or so, I'll catch a Rays game. And my father-in-law and I really love going to catch a Rays game. Mm-hmm. I enjoy watching these baseball games, all nine innings. I enjoy the whole thing, and I could care less about watching that stuff on TV. Care less.
Yeah, that's true. I've actually been to some baseball games, and they're kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a way to spend an afternoon, and I enjoyed it.
So I like it, scorebig.com, and that $15 off your first ticket that you buy?
Well, 60% off the price. That means that essentially up to 60% off. That means you can take the family for a reasonable amount of money, and then you get the $15 off too.
Sweet.
So scorebig.com, coupon, right, click on the upper right-hand corner, enter FTL.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As I mentioned, I've got some radio interviews to do tomorrow. When I started the show tonight, I was just all over the place trying to get stuff taken care of with this media explosion that happened today. We told you about how the city of Keene has sued me and half a dozen people, the Robin Hooders, as they're called, the people that are heroically saving people from being ticketed in downtown Keene. Mark, you look confused.
I meant to tell everybody that I'm wrong. Matrilineally, mitochondrial Eve is a common ancestor. You're right.
So we all come from the same
lady. We all came from the same
lady.
Woman from about 190,000 to 200,000 years ago.
There you go. Thanks, brother. Back to Robin Hood. So they're coming after the Robin Hooders because they're desperate. Because Robin Hooders in Keene over the last 5 months have saved over 4,000 motorists from being ticketed. The city of Keene last year wrote 25,000 tickets. You do the math. We've saved 4,000 people thus far this year, and we're not done yet. We're continuing. But the city's come to the local Superior Court. They've demanded that the Superior Court come down with what the city's calling a safety zone. And it was suggested that we shouldn't use the city's own terminology for that because it suggests that they're somehow unsafe without the safety zone, which is ridiculous. The Robin Hooders are courteous. The Robin Hooders have conversations or have tried to and have had conversations with these bureaucrats in the past. And the fact is, the city doesn't like that they're losing revenue. The city doesn't like that their parking department is being made to look even worse than they already did, because who the hell likes parking tickets? Most people don't like that. So the city's upset about those things, and they're using the upset of the employees as their excuse. The employers are claiming that they're having a tough time sleeping at night, and they're upset, and they're being harassed.
Well, I hate using this term, harassed. Harassed has a legal definition.
It does.
It means that you have been threatened with violence, and this is a libelous statement.
Apparently it's not libelous if they say it in a court filing.
Well, that means it's been written down,
yep.
And unless they can prove that somebody's been threatened with force, I consider that to be a libelous statement.
I get where you're coming from. And harassment, if it were harassment, they could charge us with a criminal act of harassment.
Right. Harassment's a crime. Yep. Why in the world can you say that somebody harasses you and then, as the government, not charge them with harassment?
Because they have no case. If they did, they would charge us with harassment. But that won't stop them from getting a court injunction, which is what they're trying to do. And right now, the story's blowing up globally. You'll tell you more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. We got one more show to do from this studio this week, and then Mark and myself will be out in San Jose, California, and we will be doing the show live from the Bitcoin conference. Looking forward to seeing you out there. And
swimming pools, movie stars.
It's going to be a good time. I've seen swimming pools before. Movie stars don't do much for me, but I am excited about Bitcoin and meeting the Bitcoin people, the people who really are into Bitcoin far more than I could ever be, because I'm too busy being a talk show host and doing talk show related things and doing activism on the Robinhood front. That's what was going on today here in Keene, New Hampshire. I literally spent all afternoon interfacing with news media.
Yep.
And it's great because finally the Robinhooding activity that has been so incredibly effective as far as activism is concerned up here is getting real attention in national and global press.
It's only getting attention because of what the Keene government's done.
Absolutely.
Once
true.
Again, as if to quit, they pry a foot out of their mouth, only to shove that thing back in its fists again. Yeah. It's like, I got another foot. And they went ahead and filed an injunction against you guys.
That's right.
It would only could be, I can only describe as spurious and libelous claims contained within, because it claims that you're harassing their meter maids. Folks.
Yeah.
And, there's all kinds of video that can counter the claims that they're making, but it's hard to prove something didn't happen, right? So they're claiming harassment, but they have the ability, as the city of Keene, to charge people with harassing the meter maids,
which they've never done.
They hired a former Keene captain to follow around and videotape this stuff
at about $25 an hour.
$25 an hour in order to prove that they were harassing. They still couldn't put a case together for harassment.
Nope.
The only people that have been harassed here are the people that park in Keene and the people that have to pay the taxes of the investigators. That's the people that have been harassed.
Yeah, exactly. So this lawsuit, I don't know what to expect out of it. I don't know what
I expect nothing that looks like justice.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the judge is probably going to take the city's side just because
you know who your judge is?
He works for the state. It's the judge at the Superior Court, same guy who's going to sentence Rich Paul here in a few weeks. So we don't have much experience with the guy. Don't really know what to expect out of him. I know he backed up the government on some issue where, like, Dollar General wanted to open a store or something like that in a local town in this county, and he denied them or some issue like that. So he's certainly in favor of the state. I mean, he's a judge. That's what they do. So
who he gets his paycheck from.
We'll certainly let you know as the legal aspect of this develops, but we've got a few weeks before that hearing's going to happen. Meantime, the news media got wind of this story today, and that's because of a Union Leader article, which is the Manchester, kind of the big New Hampshire paper out of Manchester. It published, there was a lady there, Megan Pierce, she published a story about Keene's Robin Hooding situation, how the city is suing us for doing Robin Hooding, which is rescuing people from getting parking tickets. She did this story, and my phone rang at 9:30 this morning with someone from WBZ on the other side of the line. And a half an hour later, WMUR, which is the one of the TV stations in New Hampshire, they had called me looking to do a story. They're both going to send vans out to Keene. Later on in the day, we had NBC7 come out of Boston to do a story here. Fox 25 out of Boston contacted us to do a story over Skype. So literally, I think we've hit several of the major media in
Boston. Quite a few, yeah.
As of tonight. Some of the stories are going to air later. Some aired earlier tonight. In addition to that, there's radio stations that are interested in talking to me about it. And I was commenting earlier that how great is it that we're in New Hampshire. It's part of the Free State Project where we're gathering thousands of like-minded activists together. Let me reiterate something. The Free State Project is currently at approximately 5% of its targeted goal of movers.
Excellent point.
It's a failure!
We are garnering international headlines with 5% of the total possible movers to New Hampshire.
I believe that Robin Hood himself has been invited to be on a major cable morning news show.
It's true.
A secret.
I don't know if it's a secret. I don't like to jinx things in advance because a lot of these TV shows, if they have something hot come up, then they'll bump you. So a story like Robin Hooding, which isn't particularly timely, you know, they could do it Friday, they could do it Monday, it doesn't really matter that much. So I'm not going to say, but there is a chance that you will see Robin Hooders on the air on a national talky morning show thing, you know, like today now, but real. They will be doing that at 6 a.m. likely or 6:30 in the morning on Friday. I don't want to say more than that. But there's been a huge explosion in media coverage for Robin Hooding today. We're trying to cover a bunch of it over at freekeen.com. The videos haven't really been posted yet, but I did dub the audio from the WBZ report, and it's okay. Here's what they put together.
Interesting story. Six people who spend their days feeding parking meters in the New Hampshire downtown, well, they're being sued.
And this is how they see themselves. They compare themselves to Robin Hood, but the city of Keene, New Hampshire says these are no merry men. As New Hampshire Bureau Chief Michael Rosenfield tells us, the city says the helpful hoods are harassing workers.
Keene might not be Sherwood Forest, but in this drama, it's the setting for a lawsuit between city officials and six local residents known as the Robin Hood of Keene.
And it's really just a
There's
goodwill.
A lot more, by the way, than just six residents.
It's true. There are certain Robin Hooders the city was unable to identify, so they did not know how to charge them in the case.
And one of them that was identified, I don't know that he's ever gone out and Robin Hooded.
Oh, I want to get in on a piece of this action. I've Robin Hooded once.
Call the city up. Maybe they'll add you to the lawsuit.
I'm sure they'd be happy to.
And it's really just a goodwill gesture just to help people out.
Ian Freeman and five others routinely drop coins in parking meters that have run out of time.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, hey. Oh, that was an honest encounter.
That was an outraged citizen.
Right.
They're part of the Free Keene Group, whose goal is to limit government involvement in people's lives. The Robin Hoods estimate their effort has cost the city thousands of dollars. But the city has now filed this lawsuit against the Robin Hoods, saying members have, quote, taunted, interfered with, harassed, and intimidated the parking enforcement officers. In court documents, the officers say they're called names, are physically bumped, and they're getting stressed out.
Now, there's something I'd like to interject here, and that is that if you go to freekeen.com, you're going to have to scroll down a ways, like past this, the first page at this point, because there have been like almost 10 posts today in one day. So go back to the original post about the lawsuit, and you can find the PDF, the actual lawsuit, in there. Look in the attachment section under the job description for the parking enforcers. They give you the whole thing. You know, this is what they hand to you when you get hired as a parking enforcer. This is what you have to do. This is your job description. Toward the end of the job description, one of the items is that they have to put up with verbal and mental abuse by members of the public. Now, that's not, in my opinion, what Robin Hooders do.
It's not acceptable behavior, but
if they were doing it, it's right there in their own job description that they're supposed to put up with that. So
also, you know, I mean, some of the things that they're claiming, I believe, the specifics were that I believe Graham, one of the merry men, Graham, has had conversations with one of the meter people. And I think that, by the way, calling them meter maids is harassment, too, name calling. So one of the meter readers, he's had conversations about his veteran status, asked him about his, experience in Iraq, if he felt anything about his, if he was in any combat situations. Did any civilians get killed? How do you feel about this? I mean, this is harassment.
They don't want to be talked to. They don't want to have their worldview questioned.
I've been involved with Robin Hooding for a while, and I haven't witnessed anything that I would consider harassment on a consistent basis.
The Robin Hoods typically track down the parking officers and fill up the meters before tickets can be written. It often leads to a contentious interaction, as we found today.
You know what I will say to you? Ask this gentleman how he watched me and my family on a Sunday when there's no meters around. It's just me and my family and my friends.
City officials declined to talk about...
Now, this is the part of the report I don't like. Because I responded to that. This was in the parking garage today between me and Alan. And Alan was one of the parking enforcers. Mm-hmm. He made that accusation. Ask him about what he did on Sunday. Well, what we did on Sunday was we were in the park, Robin Hood Park, of all places, in Keene, New Hampshire, as we have a weekly Sunday gathering that we enjoy. And in this park, we were barbecuing. We were cooking some burgers. And I went to the bathroom at one point and had to cross through a playground. And I thought I saw Alan there with his kids. And I wasn't really sure if it was him, because I don't really know him. I don't really go out and do Robin Hooding that much. So when I got back up to the group of us hundreds of feet away, I said, hey, is that Alan over there? And we were kind of looking over to see if it was him. Literally hundreds of feet away from him. Ridiculous claim on his part. And they didn't put in my rebuttal to that in the piece. Don't have the time for the rest of it. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia
Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.